Okay. Morning, we have just, we're actually just finishing Tafresh and Vav. Just two other quick points, which are important, which the place can bring down, is a discussion about if let's say, is there any idea of mekach tos by an esrog, a little Arameenium? I mean, if you buy it, so the case that Pimagodim brings is that, you know, you buy the esrog, and when you go to use it, it's all it's puzzle. So, you know, it's rotten, something, whatever it is. So the question is that can you claim mekach tos and go back and get your money back? Now what they say is, okay, you sort of just, you know, there is a discussion. You have to, you know, that it is a discussion on Choshen Mishpah. Like if you buy wine and it turns out the wine is, you know, is spoiled. So the question that you have to know, like, how spoiled is it, and when it's a discussion on Choshen Mishpah. Rav has to judge, or Dayan has to judge about, you know, would have to judge about this type of psul could have happened, by the mocher, or something that could have happened, you know, by the lokeach, you know, for example, he takes out of the box the pitum, you know, he hasn't taken out of the box since he bought it, and then the pitum's off. So, you know, it's a question. Could be it was cracked before. I mean, whatever, these things are complicated. In general, you don't say. Everyone say in general to say mekach tos. You know, like I said, the case is where it was rotten, but because if it's rotten, it's something which is, you know, slow, that's something which could have, we then you have to judge, did it happen by the mocher, was it already started to be rotten by the mocher, or moldy or whatever it is, but something which is broken, it'd be very hard to prove otherwise. But hider, the thing with hider is, you know, obviously if you pick your esrog out, you know, and so then there's no mekach tos over there. You can't say, well, I didn't realize, whatever. You picked it out and you saw it, you examined it. You know, unless he gave it to you, or he said, here, this is a good one, and put it in the box here. But component person, and even then, you had a chance to look at it. For hitter, it's not so pushy. The question about closed boxes, there's two questions. One, I saw Shaila about closed boxes. There was a discussion in the price game that people used to buy crates of esregim, you know, like coming from Italy, whatever it was. And so let's say the crates are, half of them are rotten or something like that. So, and you don't, he doesn't know, but you buy a crate, open it up and see what's there. So the place would say that there is a discussion in Choshen Mishpat Reish, in Siman Reish Tes, about buying something which is Einim Masuyim, as like buying a storage locker no one knows the contents. So on that, there is a discussion in the Paiskim about whether that's called an smachta, and it's not kanya, it's not koine, or it's called, so what's the din? So the lemais is that the Paiskim, it's not Chachma Shlomo over there, the Shlomo Kluger says that, you know, there's no, you know, it's since they're both mochel, since both, you know, it's not exactly gambling or something like that, since neither of them knows what's in it, so therefore it's there's no question, there's not a question there of a type of the reason smachta doesn't work, because it's a person, you know, for example, a person says that I'm going to give you money if elephants run down the street. So okay, there's a discussion beyond or not, but if elephants run down the street, he's not high because he doesn't really want to give him the money. He doesn't really expect elephants to run down the street. But the elephant runs down the street. So the guy takes the money. It's not, he really wasn't planning to give him the money. He was just saying it. So then it's a vakezel. The Rambam says it's a vakezel. But if they both don't know, it's something with the Rambam says, if they both don't know, so then there's no problem. Chacho Shlom over there in Siman Reish Tes and Choshen Mishpat says buying a creative esrogim, there's no, it's not an asmachta, and you're coining it. Questions by a closed box nowadays. I think it's different than buying. I think it could be even more of a less of a shaila of asmachta, because it's not like you're buying a container of a box of esrogim. You buy you expect you, there's one specific esrog in there, right? And it has a sticker aleph, whatever it is, you know, that you're buying a certain ramah, a certain level of an esrog. So you know it's not going to be rotten. If it's wrong, then you know, and it's not kosher because it is checked over, then that's clearly mekachtos, and it's clear your kinyan tzchal. Question is for hither, if it's not aleph, you know, that is a shaila. If the general policy is, if they say you could take that the Rav says that it's not mahudar, it's not going whatever. So then again, that's also not clear. That's not an asmachta, because you can, you know, because you expect, okay, I'm going to get something out of it, you know. But achupanim, I think it's different than the shaila about the creative esrogin. Even the creative esrogin, that already the priest can say you are coin it, and you know, whatever you get. Tafish in Zion, Katan Hayudea Lenanea Lulav Kedina. A Katan who knows how to do Nanuim, Aviv Chayev Liknas a Lulav Kedin Lachancha B'mitzvah. So if his father is Chayev to go ahead and to buy him a Lulav, the question is, what is the age of Nanuim? So it's a general thing about Chinuch, is that, you know, people say, oh, he's Gil Chinuch. Is it the same thing as saying he knows Nanuim? What Gil Chinuch, the Mishnah says, is 6, 7 years old, something like that. But there's another question: is there, you know, if Gil Chinuch for what? For example, Tefillin. The Gil Chinuch for Tefillin is right before his bar mitzvah. You don't say, well, he's 7 years old, he's Gil Chinuch, he can go ahead and he should go ahead and put Tefillin on. The idea of Gil Chinuch is that, and that's when we start trying to train him in the mitzvahs. Losa says even younger, right? You know, a kid who's 3 turns on to turn a light on Shabbos. You can tell him no, don't turn a light on, right? And then Gil Chinuch or not, if he understands no, then that's enough. You know that he can go ahead and you can mechanach him in Losa. But the Gil Chinuch means from that point on you can start making mechanachim. Now the question is, does he know how to do Nanuim? So that's the thing. He knows how to do Nanuim, so that, you know, it could be already 7, 8 years old. He knows that, you know, you can give him you should teach him how to go ahead and, you know, if he knows how to do it. The Biskar Rav held that it has to be, he knows how to do Nanuim, like, properly, that, you know, doing it like this and shaking it and that, like, Ramesh understands, like, what, you know, understands how to do proper Nanuim. The Mishnah Berurah says, the question is, so it's the Fia Inyan. The question is, what about buying him? When it says, Chayv Liknas a Lulav, so what age you Chayv to Koine him Lulav? So in Europe, so the Poskim said in Europe that who had love in the Sregim. So therefore, they said, okay, Chinuch is enough that you could be Mashal him. Yeah, you could go ahead, or not Mashal, because we're seeing in a minute, you can't have a problem getting it back. But or Chupanim, the father would hold the Luv and Esrog together with the kid and do not know him, and he wouldn't be machin it to him, but he'll teach him how to do it. However, they say nowadays that there's plenty of Luv in the Esrogim, so you should buy your kid. But you don't have to buy your kid. First of all, it's for Chinuch. You don't have to buy him a Mahudar one. There's no reason to buy him a Mahudar one. Two is that even Shabura says, what is the din of knowing how to do Nanuim? Is that Kadesh Yasa Nanuim Kedina Bishas Halel? That we're talking about someone, not only does he know how to shake it, but the kid's old enough to sit in shul and to come to shul and do the and be like the tzibur and do Nanuim with Halel. And, you know, I don't know, Hoshanas maybe, I don't know, says Halel, because Halel is the Iker, it's brought down, that's the Iker Nanuim is by Halel. So if he can't do the Iker mitzvah of Nanuim, it doesn't mean he knows how to shake a lulav, then you wouldn't be chayiv to go ahead and to buy him a lulav and esrog. If your kid doesn't go to shul, I don't know. If your kid, you know, technically he could do it, but he's 12 years old and he just doesn't know how to get up, I can't really, I don't know, ask a shaila whether you're chayiv to buy for him or not, I don't know. You know, listen, it's 30, what is it, 30, it's at 30, 40 shekel here, I don't know if it's in America, for that you hope that he'll convince him to get up. I don't know. But a person should put money out to go ahead and to buy it for him. And you could even buy him a hiddur one, you're not chayv to, but it's nice for a kid to make a kid feel good if he has a nice luminescer, not one which is full of dots and then whatever, it's nice to give him a hadar mitzvah also. Yeah.
But knows how to do not knowing that you don't have to make a bracha. Is this the same not knowing as the bridge?
No, this is that he's not going to make a bracha. Can't do a 6-year-old can do that knowing because he doesn't know how to say brachas properly. Or let's say he's harif. Let's say he's physically very skilled, right? But he does not. It takes a while to say brachas. It takes a while. So he's 4 years old. He knows how to. He's very geschickt and he knows how to do that knowing well. But he does not make a bracha. So that
just
could be.
To hold it and yotzei.
It's not knowing. Not even that. That's not the bris. Yeah, Nanuim. Basically, Rav said it has to be knows how to do Nanuim 100%. And every other place you would hold that Nanuim, like you said, it's holding it up, but it doesn't mean just holding it. It means that's Natila. Nanuim means he knows how to at least do something, go to the directions. But knowing how to do it, because it's a machokis about how to do it and whether you have to go ahead and do it to your chest or do it this way and shake it and that. Truth is, there's a lot of. Even adults don't know how to know him, but we give him the little finesse anyway. But upon him, at least he can make havel. Tafesh and Ches, the Luv Yonta Rishon. Aleph, Mina Torah, Ein Mitzvah Luv Chutz Mi Lamikdash, El Yom Rishon. The Dinsa Dereisa of Arba Minim is on Yom Rishon, Chutz Lamikdash, Rechaim Tiknu Shehe Nito B'chol Malkum Kol Shiva, and it was Yom Rishon Ben Zakkai, said we should all be prepared to be in the Mikdash for 7 days. So therefore, he was a Sakin in the Medina to go ahead outside Beis Hamikdash to go ahead and to do a little vesper all 7 days. Now is an interesting thing. The Rambam holds nowadays that the Mikdash applies nowadays also. So therefore, people will go to the Kaisel. since it's next to the Mikdash, the Hiddur, that the Mekayim Shitas HaRambam to do Nanuim on your Avraminim, or take your Avraminim with you to the Kaisel and to do Nanuim to Mekayim the Shita of the Rambam, that Mikdash is even nowadays.
He thinks it's all Yerushalayim, correct.
But what's all Yerushalayim? I mean, it means by the old city, it means people don't walk around the in the middle of Gula with Luvanes, so it means close to the Mikdash. what about Yom Tov Sheni? Is the same din for Chutz Aretz, even though it's a Safek, but we're also Machmer like Kilu to the Raisa for all these dinim. If first day of Shabbos, we'll see Beis. Let's see Beis. Yom Shabbos. If the first day is Shabbos, ain't a noitel. You don't take the luv, and that's what you feel in Yom Rishon. Even if Yom Rishon is deraisa, charen vergoizer shema, he's going to be moitzi it, and therefore they asked him to take a Yom Rishon, just like b'shofar. Hagav, but also the talta luv b'Shabbos. Not only it's also it's muktza. The havi ke'evin, it's like an evin. What can be used for? About esrog mutter betiltul, that you can move an esrog around the royal ariach. But like we said, you can make a bracha on Shabbos and you can smell it. So therefore, it's not muksa. But also litno ala beged afilu biyamtiv. The molar recha is a stava side din that it's also taken esrog because esrog smell good. You have to be nizhar to put it on. You want to put it on top of a towel. Put it on top of any beged because it's called molid reyach bebeged, and it's like a type of tikum mane of yimitzakin the kli, and that was a problem on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so a person should be careful. Gimel ain adam yotzi rechavos of Yom Rishon beluv shachaveir v'shirashilu. Now we're going to get into a lot of choshen mishpat tikdinim, which a person is not cannot be yotzi his chayva. by borrowing his friend's Arminian, because it says lachem, chachtem lachem. It has to be yours. The beina lachem, misha lachem, and the sheila is not yours. Afilo amar lo yeheshocha achetetze boy. And then he says, well, it's going to be yours until you go ahead and you yotze v'tachach yeheshali. Then it's going to be mine. Lo yotza. Habi kamoshol. You know, still of a matana mutter. But if you gave him with a matana, as a matana, a straight matana, that's going to work. But to say yeheshocha achetetze boy is a problem, because the Gemara in the Darim says that Zoran, the long Ran over there, it talks about that kedusha is not paka bechidi. There's no such thing as someone being a kaddish woman saying you're kedushas to me for 2 days and then you're not. Once kedusha is chal, then it doesn't. You have to do. It doesn't go away. So too over here, no such thing as a kinyan which just evaporates. You have to go ahead and be machnit back. Now there's a discussion because that's like shol. Even if you say you're trying to do a kinyan, but it won't work. Now the achronim have a discussion about this in Hilchos Matana. There's a machlokes k'sais in the Sivis about the k'sais is a chiddush. He holds, is there such a thing as a kinyan of ownership l'zman? Not schiris. Actual kinyan l'zman. The ksois over there in the Reish Mem Aleph is chol. Here it's mashra from the Mechaber that there's no such thing as a kinyan l'zman. Then the Sivis over there agrees with the Mechaber. The ksois is cholik, and the ksois says that there is such a brings a bunch of rayas from the Ran, whatever Ayin Sham, that he says that that it does, there it can be such a thing as a matana l'zman, and he fully owns it, and he can go ahead and say it goes back. Then Sivis says, no, what do you mean? He says, no such thing as a kinyan l'zman. Either you're machdin or you're not. No such thing, that's not paka bichti. So therefore, he holds you have to go ahead and make a proper kinyan back to the owner. If you don't make a proper kinyan back to the owner, then the owner can't be yodse with the Luvan Eser, with the Arbaminim. the Kseis is a Kiddush, and he also said Nafkamina is by cotton. We'll see in a minute that you give a cotton, if you give a cotton on Asahachzir, the Kseis is on Talam Asahachzir, it can just go back without you, without you making a new Kenyan. The Sivas also make a new Kenyan. So the Kseis says that by a cotton, if you give a cotton to Tanas Nahachzir, it can snap back to him automatically, and therefore he can do it with a cotton where the Nesivus holds you can't, and so too for the Mechaber as well. So it's something that the person shouldn't talking about their rights here, should not rely on the Kseis, and you should be sure to machne it back. There's a different question, is if he says. If he says shoyel, but he really means matana v'nasa hachzir, he doesn't know the halachas. Here, yeah, you can borrow it. So what's the din? So the Magen Avraham says, brings a raya by kedushin, that if you lend it, it has to be the chassan's ring. If it's not the chassan's ring, then it doesn't work. It has to be his own money. So let's say his grandmother here, I'm lending you my fancy wedding ring. It's in the family for years and years here. I'm lending it to you to go ahead and be Mekadosh with it. So it works. The Chum say it works because, so there's two possible understandings. One is that the Magen Avraham over here, and I think the Bishmol over there, the Mishmur brings, hold that Echad Mishaylo works. It's like the idea of Kinyan Hamoyel that he doesn't really mean She'elo. So whatever type of Kinyan works, that's what he means. And so it's not Bahamish She'elo, it's a Matanam, it's a Hachzir, whatever it is, that's what he meant. And it's the idea of Kinyan Hamoyel that a person wants this to work. So the Chavim say, he doesn't mean She'elo, it's just he misspoke. It means whatever Kinyan works. The Aruch Shulchan says that's not, that he over here says that's not true. That's when Mishnah Berurah comes out. He says Yesh Machmirim. So to the Aruch Shulchan's Machmirim, he's Masbir that it doesn't, that the Sheil over there is because the Pshat is you're giving, it's a somewhat type of bailus, and therefore you're giving a chetzi, like you're giving him the chosan enough ownership of the ring to be mikudeshes. But you can't do that below an esther because it has to be lechem. You know that you can split bailus up, ownership up can be. Well, you own it enough to go ahead and to do this with it, do that with it. That's a concept of ownership like that. But that won't work. An esther labramina has to be 100% his. It's not going to work in that case. Shabur Paskins, therefore, if he taka lent it to the person and you took it, it's the only one you're gonna be able to use. So you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Just you know, it shouldn't make a bracha. It's a suffix. It's a machlokes.
So if the whole ring is only a shabbat kuta, it might not work.
If what?
Because
you're splitting bailus and how much it's worth. It's the ownership and for certain usages. So it's a little bit different. Okay, Dal Nasa Amanasa Achzira, or is a Yoitze Bogidei Chavaso Machziro. Given you Amanasa Achzir, is he's Yoitze Yidei Chavaso, and then he can be Machzir. Shematan Masa Achzir, Shme Matana, it's a real Matana. He really taka owns the thing. For example, by Zimaka Bekach, it's a Sma which says that if someone gives someone Matana Masa Achzir, gives them some land, he's allowed to go ahead and, you know, dig the hole, bring in construction vehicles, and dig the whole thing up because it's his, and then give it back. And it's not mazik, it's not anything. It's shmei matana, it's taka his. However, the problem by Esverg is that fine, it's very nice. It's his. He could go ahead and use it and grind it up, or you know, do it, play baseball with it. It doesn't make a difference. But the problem is that if he doesn't give it back. Fine, so usually if he doesn't give it back, by any of the Hachzir, that it's Gala, the Mafreya, that was never his. So it's just like a Pikadon. So if he was mastered it, so that he was Mazik, the guy's object, so he has to pay. Here, fine, it's very nice he's going to have to pay for it, but it doesn't make a difference because if it was never his, then he was not Yoitzi the Mitzvah. So therefore, he has to be very careful that it gets back to the owner. A feel nothing as dama, a feel nenas miyado. If it's nenas, it doesn't make a difference. And the stam das of the person is that before the guy's yotze the mitzvah, after he was yotze, it's a different story. But before he was yotze, yeah, I'm going to take it. I'll give it, you know, for Nate. You know, tell him asa hachzir. He comes and gives it back. You know, sorry, I got caught up late at night. I forgot. Too bad. Then he's not yotze because if tell him asa hachzir is included in the idea that you're going to give it back to me for me to be yotze. If I'm not yotze, it could be even for halo. You don't give it back to me for halo. Then he also might be an issue, and he wouldn't be yotze. He has to give it back to him. Bizman, he wants to be yotze. Hagam multu lasis lo esrik b'matana mas amanas lo yakdishenu, but he can give it a matana amanas that he can't be makdish it. Delog gorim matana amanas hachzir. There is an idea in Choshen Mishpat that a person has to give it, when a person gives an actual matana, it has to be without strings attached. And he has to be full bailus, otherwise it's not a matana. A person, he has a matana, but only, well, you could only, you know, let's say, the person's in-laws gives him a camera, right, to take pictures of it, you know, so you can take pictures of the grandkids, right? So is he allowed to sell the camera? It's his, it's matana. No, he's not allowed to sell the camera because it wasn't really a matana, it's a sheila. Just that he said, okay, I'm giving it to you, but it's not an actual matana until a person has full bias, he could sell it to someone else. Over here by Esrog, we say that's okay because just like with matana nasahaksi, we do allow matanas which are somewhat limited, even if as long as it's a full matana, so too. It's considered full bailus, you know, probably if you can't sell it because you won't be yotze, but a kupani, you can go ahead and you can make it tonight, you can't be back because you can't give it to someone else, because that's enough for Luvin Esther. Hey, nasan lo stam, habikilu amr lo menashe tachzirerli, if he just gives it to him without saying anything, he doesn't say the word sheila, then we say it as if he said, tell him nasa hachzir. The mitzvah al das kei nasnu lo kivin shetzarech lotzes bo she'ein lo achir. He doesn't have another arba meaning. He means Fearing that I get it back. You didn't say anything. I thought it was mine. Too bad. And a person has to go ahead and give it back to the Baalim. Bimatana. He has to actually give it back to Matana, like I said, not like the Sais. He has to actually give it back to Matana Gemura as well, in order to be Yotze, is Matana. Not just here, take it. This is going to be yours. But even if he has to give it back to him, but he's Matana, Amnasahachzir, it's his. He's Matana Amnasahachzir to that guy. And then to that guy, Acham Achzir Labayalim, Yotza, then he is Yotze, because they're all Bayim Mekochim. As long as he's sure it gets back to the guy, like he comes back, you know, at the end of the day, did you ever give back to Ploni? And he's like, oh my gosh, I never got back to him. Went around the whole world, the whole Kaisel, but too bad, he's not Yotze. But again, like I said, Matana Nasahachzir, unless he stipulates that I don't want you to give it to anyone else, then he's allowed to give it to other people. If there's an umdra, he's going to be machped on it though. If it's like a super fancy esver, take it, but be very careful with it, whatever. So that already it's kilubit etznai that you can't go ahead and give it to anyone else. If you gave it to someone else, then it's the batana's bottle. But al kapanim stam esul of an esver, you were allowed to give it around if you don't know that there's any. You don't see a reason why the person should be machped on that. All right, let's see.